It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's journey. Step into the role of June Parker and search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder.
You guys need to check out June's journey.
Engage your observation skills to quickly uncover key pieces of information that lead to chapters of mystery, danger, and romance. Where will each new chapter take you? Discover hidden clues and solve a riveting murder mystery. Engage with the brain-teasing enigmas of the Roaring Twenties and delve into June's quest to reveal a scandalous family secret. You guys, I love getting lost in this world. It's so beautiful and engaging, and I can't wait to unwind at the end of the day on the couch with this game and a cup of tea. So can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast. This is Murder with My Husband. I'm Peyton Moreland.
And I'm Garrett Moreland.
And he's the husband.
I'm the husband. Before we started real quick, I just wanted to name off some of the places that I've watched all three episodes. Okay, so some of the places were someone in Pinner, England.
Thank you very much for watching our podcast.
That was actually not bad.
I feel like that was so bad.
If you're listening to this again, whoever you are, can you please let us know how good that is?
Yeah, how was my accent? And please send me a video of you doing an American accent, because yes. I think it's so weird when people do it, because it doesn't sound strange to you, but then when you hear them change their voice, yeah. You're like, whoa.
We talk weird.
Yeah.
Okay. There was from Alabama, it looks like they've listened to all three of them. From North Carolina, I mean, we have a bunch of our friends and family from our states, but England, North Carolina, Alabama, I don't know. We just want to know who you guys are. Unless you don't want to tell us, that's fine too.
Essentially, we're just looking for some friends.
We have no friends. We're lonely. We're losers.
Okay, we have a couple good friends, but we want more friends.
I don't know.
And like, we feel like if you're willing to sit and listen to us be stupid for 50 minutes, then you would probably get along with us in real life.
Essentially, we just want some more friends. That was funny. Okay, that's all I wanted to do. That's it.
Oh, you're good. Okay, so I just wanted to start off asking if you've ever seen the movie Fargo.
What's Fargo?
A movie. Oh
my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can't. Oh man, people
have are you ever seen the movie Fargo? What's Fargo?
People are gonna hate this. They're gonna hate this one.
Anyways, it's like an older
wait. No, I've never seen it.
Okay. Okay. So it's like an older movie, and apparently our murder case today, Fargo, is based off of it. Not the whole movie, but just a portion of the movie is based off of our case.
Okay.
So I mean, if you have seen Fargo, that's kind of cool. But if you haven't, like us, then it really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Also, I'm on TikTok. I love TikTok. I know I'm too old for TikTok, but I love TikTok. And right now there is like a sound that is running rampant on TikTok, and it reminds me of this murder. And so I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give you any context, and that's it. That's all you're going to get.
I'm so mad at me.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like you want to kill me.
I do want to kill you.
How would you do it?
Oh no. I'd poison you. I'd poison your cupcakes that you pretend not to eat every day. And just put like enough in to just slowly weaken you.
I love it.
I would enjoy our last few months together.
Me too.
Because you'd be so weak and like sweet, and I could take care of you, but while killing you.
See? You know what I love about us? you can still surprise me. I figured for sure you'd knock me out with one fell swoop of poison, but you would extend it over a series of months.
Have you ever thought about killing me?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Sure.
How'd you do it?
Wood chipper.
A wood chipper?
Yeah.
A wood chipper?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Did you see Fargo?
Yeah.
Wow, so that's all over TikTok?
Yeah, that little end part. A wood chipper? A wood chipper. Wow.
That's funny.
So that is from the movie This Is 40. I've also never seen that movie. But I really like the girl actress in that.
Yeah, we should watch it. I've never seen it either.
I love me a solid murder case that has a ton of evidence due to the fact that there are people sitting in prison for something that they didn't do, and that just hurts me to my core. I love a case that is just evidence galore, and that's this case. This is an awesome case. It has a huge amount of evidence against the murderer. It's literally like a Cheesecake Factory menu. It just doesn't stop. Like, there's just evidence after evidence after evidence, and so that makes me feel a little good when I'm reading it, because there's no like question at all. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, okay, so where I got my information from for this case is actually, this case is the first ever episode of the famous TV show Forensic Files.
No
way.
This
was the first case they ever did.
That's right up your alley.
Oh, man. It just gets my blood going. I also got criminallyintrigued.com, forensicfilesnow.com, current.com, Murderpedia, obviously, and Reddit, obviously.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump right in.
Yep.
So this case was the first murder conviction in the state of Connecticut where they actually never found a body. So they convicted him of murder without finding.
And that's just in Connecticut.
Just in Connecticut. But okay. It's the first ever conviction without a body.
That's a big deal.
And a lot of people, you know, we've seen from past cases is they don't ever convict without a body because it's so hard. Like, it's so hard to convict for murder if you don't even have proof that someone's dead. They could have run away.
And when was this?
So this was in the 80s.
Okay.
So this is the murder of Helle Crafts. Helle came from Denmark, so she's an immigrant. And she met her future husband, Richard Crafts, in 1969. She was training as a flight attendant, and he was training as a pilot. Which, dream way to fall in love, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, we're flying. I'm your little flight attendant, and you're the pilot. So they married in 1975, and they move into a house in Danbury, Connecticut. Early on, Richard gets colon cancer, but he survives. And this is kind of where we start to see Richard's unexplainable behavior. He gets annoyed that Helle cared for him during his surgery and his chemotherapy.
What do you mean?
Like, he's annoyed like that she took care of him during it.
Oh, so he's mad because she's taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's strange.
Yeah, weird behavior.
Okay.
They end up having three children together. Richard was making roughly $120,000 a year, whoa, which is really good money in 1986.
Yeah, big baller.
He didn't want to pay alimony and child support if he divorced Helle, though. So you can already tell, like, he didn't want to be with her, but he was so cheap that to think of paying alimony or child support, it was just not worth it for him to divorce.
Wow.
Taking charge of my health is all about being super conscious of what I fuel my body with. Whether it's food or supplements, I'm constantly on the lookout for the top choices, and that's why I'm stoked to share with all of you Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. Whether it's their B-complex, creatine, magnesium, or basic prenatal, Thorne's got all the supplements I need to help promote and maintain my health goals. You guys, I'm actually taking the B-complex vitamins every single morning, and I feel like it enhances my energy and mood, especially if we've been eating a little bit unhealthy.
With Thorne, we never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/husband and use code husband for 10% off your first order.
That's thorne.fit/husband, code husband, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/husband, code husband. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So, like, we all have stuff that stresses us out, right? Whether it's big or small, it can really get to us if we keep it all inside. And therapy is a safe space to just let it all out and figure out how to deal with the stuff that's weighing us down. And I am such a huge advocate for therapy. It truly has changed my life for the better. I could go on and on. I feel like I have the tools now to handle panic attacks or just major stressors in life, and also a safe space to say whatever I need to say to an unbiased party.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge.
So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/husband today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/husband. All right, you guys, Audible is your one-stop app for all things audio entertainment, from bestsellers and the latest releases to celebrity memoirs and gripping mysteries. Audible's library is brimming with countless genres to love and new discoveries to make. Dive into an unparalleled selection of audiobooks and explore exclusive Audible originals brought to life by top celebrities, renowned experts, and fresh voices.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Plus, you can enjoy unlimited access to a growing selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts such as Murder with My Husband.
Honestly, I love Audible because I will get into a story while I'm cleaning or driving. Sometimes I get so hooked listening to a story, I just end up finding new places to clean or just end up sitting in my car, which drives Garrett nuts, but I'm out there sitting there.
New members can explore Audible free for 30 days. Also, this March through May, let Audible sweep you into a realm of intrigue and suspense with their mystery and thriller collection, featuring exclusive new thrillers from their best-selling authors. Their selection is designed to captivate and surprise, ensuring your heart rate remains as elevated as your imagination.
New members can try Audible for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500. That's audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500. He tries to make Helly leave by telling her that his cancer's come back and, oh, she's going to have to take care of him again. But she discovers that he's lying. I'm not saying we're woke in 2020. I think we're actually kind of far from it, but we've definitely just gotten a little better about like taking care of oneself, like the priority of it's not going to look bad if I leave my marriage because he's abusive. You know, like we've just gotten a little bit better as a culture as accepting that. Because it used to be back in the day, if you got divorced or you left, that was on you for giving up on your marriage. It didn't matter the reason. And so after he recovers from his cancer, Richard starts disappearing for long stretches of time, and Helly finds receipts from Christmas gifts that he'd been buying for other women.
Already messing up.
Helly decides that she's had enough of the relationship and her marriage with Richard. He's a liar, he's having affairs, and he's spending money without her knowledge. He seemed to do whatever he wanted. He decided to work part-time as a local law enforcement officer, as well as a full-time pilot, which I'm like,
wow.
I didn't know that that was like a thing you could do. Like, oh, I'm interested in being a cop. So like, can I just volunteer and participate part-time?
Yeah. Well, so it said he worked part-time or full-time as a law enforcement
part-time
officer? Part-time. Oh, wow.
Like they said he would just hear a call over like the dispatch and just show up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I would assume
like,
it's not like that anymore, but
I don't think so either.
Could be wrong.
And he just spends the remainder of his time with his many girlfriends.
Jeez.
Helly hires a private investigator to help her build her case against her husband for court so that she can have the kids, you know, stuff like that. She was really worried about how he was going to take the news of her deciding to end the marriage because she knew he didn't want to pay alimony. She knew he didn't want to pay child support. He had a temper and tended to be abusive. Even Helly's friends and family said that she had confided in them about the abuse that she experienced. Helly also told friends and family before she went missing that if something ever happened to her, to not assume it was an accident.
I feel like in a lot of these cases that happens, right?
Yeah, I seriously wrote, I know that seems crazy, but if you love true crime, this is a pretty common part that happens regularly in these stories. All
the
time.
They always tell the other or some family
member. They know they're in trouble.
Or something. Hey, if something happens to me, it's someone killed me. Or yeah. Whatever it is.
It wasn't an accident.
That's so creepy.
So on November 18th, 1986, Helly comes home from a European flight assignment, and it was the last time that anyone saw her. The next morning, Richard woke the nanny and the kids and drives them to his sister's house because the power had apparently gone out in their house. It was 6 a.m. Wow. The nanny actually asks, where's Helly? Like, she was supposed to come home last night. And he said, oh, she's home. She's just going to meet you guys at my sister's house. So a few days later, Helly misses her next flight assignment and doesn't call in to give a reason why. So her friends at work call the Crafts home, and Richard tells them that Helly had gone to Denmark to visit her mother. And they're like, okay, like, why wouldn't she tell us? But yeah. I mean, apparently her mother was sick. And so maybe they were like, oh, she needed help or something. He changes his story a little bit later to say she was on vacation with a friend. So he's just telling different things to different people. Once the friends start to compare stories and realize that they were told different things, they get worried and call a detective because police had actually turned down the case. So they called the police, and the police were like, nope, we're not investigating that. So they call a private detective.
Do you know why the police turned it down?
I think because she could have just left. She spoke four languages. She flies foreign all the time. She really could be with her mom. Like, she's a flight attendant. She gets free flights. You know, like, I think they were just like, It's very possible that she could have picked up and left.
I wonder how often that happens now. Like, I wonder how often
so police I don't think that. Down. I mean, I think police are under a lot of fire nowadays and suspicion. And so I don't think that happens as often. Like, even with missing kids cases, we see that back in the day, they used to say, oh, no, you have to wait 24 hours. Like, we have to know they're officially missing. But now there's been a lot of state laws passed about mainly from cases.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're a lot more serious about it. Mm-hmm. Not that this goes for everything, but when I watch Cops, I love Cops. I feel like whenever there's a missing kid, they're on it right away, whether it's a couple hours or someone calls in and goes, hey. I just think
they take it a lot more seriously.
Agreed.
This is fun fact. Garrett's dad was actually a cop in LA for a while.
Yeah, it's true. My dad was a cop in a couple different counties and areas. So
at this point, Richard never reports her missing, and it's been 2 weeks since the disappearance. He just keeps giving different stories, right? So the nanny for the Crafts told the detective, the private detective, that Richard had ripped up some bedroom carpet that had a dark stain on it in Helly and Richard's bedroom, and that a large freezer was missing from the basement of the house. Richard had also rented a diesel-powered wood chipper around the time of the disappearance of his wife, Helly.
Oh my gosh.
So after the news starts to lightly spread through town, a snowplow driver comes forward and says that he saw a man at 3 a.m. on November 20th with a wood chipper on a bridge over the Housatonic River. This was shortly after Helly had gone missing, and this is what pushes the police to start investigating the case.
A wood chipper. That's crazy.
A wood chipper.
That's just pretty crazy. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. So Richard takes a lie detector test with the cops, and he passes. There's no indication that he had any emotion or feeling at all during the test. It's literally crazy to me that people can do that.
I'm not a fan of lie detector tests. I mean, we kind of talked this.
Neither am I.
Talked about this before, but.
Like, the fact that someone can just be in with cops, like, know that their life is in jeopardy. I think I would fail a lie detector test just because I'm nervous in the room. Like, I can't even lie to you about, oh, I ate the last cookie.
But I think it's a very sociopath, psychopath thing where they can.
Yeah, that's why it's just crazy to me that people can literally turn off their emotions and their feelings that much and that they can pass a lie detector test.
And that's what it is. It's they're completely turning off their emotions. So the lie detector test, I mean, I guess you and I don't exactly know how they work. I've never really looked into how it works.
I think that lie detector tests show a lot more false negatives than false positives.
Okay.
So a lot of people fail that weren't actually lying, but not a lot of people pass that were actually lying.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Which is why they're dangerous, because it's more for the innocent people that I worry about for lie detector tests, not for the guilty people.
Yeah.
The police decide to call in a forensic expert, Dr. Henry Lee, at this point. They didn't get anywhere with the lie detector test. He accompanies them to the Crafts' home, and he finds 5 tiny spots of blood on the couple's mattress. After testing the blood, he discovers that it's the same type as Helly's, and it was circulation blood, not menstrual.
Whoa.
He studies the angle of the blood impact and concludes that it hit the mattress at 10 degrees. This means that it came from someone who was kneeling or leaning over the bled, over the bed.
That, it's crazy to me that they can do that. You can tell the angle of blood, what they were doing. I think it's really cool because that's what you should have studied.
You should watch CSI then, babe.
I mean, I think it's cool they can do it. Do I want to watch CSI? Yeah, that's one thing.
When we started podcasting, an online store was honestly the furthest thing from our minds. But now we're selling Murder With My Husband merch, and it's so easy because we use Shopify.
And we really do. We use Shopify to sell our merch. I've been using Shopify for years, so it is absolutely amazing, easy to use, so intuitive. I love it. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
And it's great because they grow with you. So whether you're just launching your shop or you've just hit a million orders, they are there every step of the way. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms.
We've actually tried a couple other platforms before we started using Shopify to sell our merch, and Shopify is just the best. I've been using it for years, like I've said, and I just love having control over it and being able to do what I want. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is a global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries.
So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/husband. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/husband now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/husband.
Once you try Bombas, you'll never look at socks the same way again. They've obsessed over details like foot-hugging honeycomb arch support, anti-blister tabs, and cushioned footbeds that feel like pillows for your feet. And let's not forget their super soft tees and tagless underwear. Bombas has a one purchased equals one donated mission. Every time you buy their socks, tees, or underwear, you also donate essential clothing to someone facing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million clothing items and counting.
Bombas also offers a 100% happiness guarantee. So whether your socks disappear in the dryer or they become a snack for your dog, they will actually do anything possible to replace it or make it right. They've also got this new Merino wool blend socks that naturally wick moisture and help regulate temperatures, perfect for that rainy or unpredictable spring weather. You guys, I love Bombas. I literally wear them all the time. I love that every purchase means a donation to someone in need. And it's not just their socks either. I also love their tees and underwear. They're so soft. They pay attention to details. I just really, really love Bombas.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/husband and use code husband for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/husband and use code husband at checkout.
Do you ever find that when you're traveling, you can't help but worry about what's going on back home? Like, again, did you remember to lock up everything or close all the windows? It's so easy for those little concerns to nag at you while you're trying to enjoy your trip. And that's why we highly recommend looking into SimpliSafe Home Security today. It's all about giving you the top-notch security and total peace of mind, no matter where your summer adventures take you. It's like having that extra layer of protection so you can truly relax and enjoy your time away. You guys, I know that when we travel, it is so nice to just have that peace of mind. You know, it's not only for when you're home and you don't want someone breaking in, but like also when you're away from home and you just want to know that your house is safe. And that is what SimpliSafe gives you.
There's a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras we've installed, so we have a view of all our entry points. Plus, SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System 2024 by the U.S. News and the World Report. SimpliSafe has given us and many of our listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Right now, get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/husband. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So the blood was consistent with an injury caused by a blunt object. I guess like the force of the blood hitting the mattress was like, oh, she didn't just like fall and it like rubbed on there. It was like someone hit and it cast off onto there.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Dr. Henry Lee also tests the towels in the home, and he finds that some had actually been soaked in blood before they had been cleaned with bleach. Isn't that crazy that like they can find blood even if someone bleached over it and cleaned it?
Mm-hmm.
So the police decide to head back to the location where the snowplow driver said he'd saw a man with a wood chipper that night. Well, I guess it was early that morning. They conduct a massive search around the whole entire area. They find a couple pile of wood chips on the side of the river and then a piece of an envelope that was addressed to Helly. So at this point, it's like, what are the chances that there's mail to Helly on the side of the river where someone saw a man with a wood chipper when her husband Richard had rented a wood chipper that night? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they go all out. They spend days searching the area.
Good.
They find some blonde hair, tiny bone fragments, metal, human tissue, and two human teeth. As the snow starts to melt, they find more, and they also find one painted fingernail.
Oh my gosh.
They decide to dive into the river at this point after they've found all this stuff, and they find a piece of a chainsaw, but the serial number had been like scratched off.
Yeah.
It soon becomes clear to investigators that they are most likely not going to find Helly's body in like human
complete
form.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, between a wood chipper and a chainsaw, yeah, it's not going to be there.
The horrific details of what people are assuming have happened start to spread, and it becomes primetime news. Could Richard really have put his wife in a wood chipper? Richard maintains his innocence throughout the whole investigation. They begin to examine the chainsaw, and they find human tissue on it. They also use chemical solutions to eat away the upper layers of the chainsaw and get down deep enough to find the serial numbers again.
You love this stuff.
How crazy
this
is that?
You, because this is total CSI.
Like, I'm just like the fact that they're like, oh, he scratched it off, but if we dig deeper than the scratches, we'll find the original serial number.
That's why I think now in 2020, it's harder to get away with murder than it.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy.
Think of how much.
Because I think Richard thought, there's no body. I put her in a wood chipper. I dumped her in the river. Not necessarily knowing that things were going to wash up onto the banks, but still.
And think of how much things have advanced since the 80s.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're seeing this huge shift now of cold cases being solved because of
DNA.
You know, their
DNA
advancement of DNA technology and all of that. And it's just crazy. It's so cool.
It's pretty crazy.
They also study the hair and the tissue fibers found at the scene, and they match to Helly's. A chemist compares the polish found on the fingernail to the bottles of polish at Helly's house, and they discover that they're the same type of polish.
Whoa.
So the problem with all of this evidence is it's obviously her, but there's still no body. They can prove that she was most likely hurt, but how can they prove that she's dead? So they test the bones again by putting some pig bones into the wood chipper that Richard had rented, and they discover that the wood chipper leaves the same grooves in the pig bones as it left on the bone fragments they found. Like a bullet. Like, you know how they can match?
Yep.
They did it with the wood chipper.
They went all out for this. This is good, though.
I know. So when they discover this, they do further testing on the bone fragments and find out that pieces from it were from her skull, which is a really big deal because they now know that Helly might not have been dead going into the wood chipper, but she was most certainly dead after coming out because that was skull bones and no one can live without pieces of their skull. You could live without an arm.
That's horrible.
So based on all of this evidence, Richard is arrested and charged with the murder of his wife. And with that, police put together this theory. On November 18th, Helly returned home from her overseas shift and puts her kids to bed. Helly changed her clothes, looked through her mail, and then put like pieces of it into the pocket of her shirt and begins changing the sheets of her bed.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Richard most likely get into a fight at this point. And while she was leaning over, putting sheets onto the bed, Richard struck her with a police flashlight that was in their bedroom, which come on. Like, he's an officer.
Yeah.
Part-time, apparently. Wannabe. And he uses his police flashlight to kill his wife. Yeah. Like, or hit her over the head, at least. So he wraps her up in the bed covers and then puts the body in the downstairs freezer. He tries to clean up the blood, but obviously you mm-hmm. really can't clean up blood.
Yep.
And then he goes to bed. He wakes up the next morning, wakes the kids up, takes the children and the nanny to his sister's house. He rents the wood chipper and transports Helly's body to the bridge around 3:30 a.m. the next night morning. Using the chainsaw, he dismantles her body and puts the pieces into the wood chipper along with some wood. Which, I'm like...
He was so calm throughout all... Well, I wasn't there, but it sounds like he was so calm throughout all of this.
Yeah. And, like, why the wood? I don't understand. Like, is it because...
I would assume in his mind, he's like, oh, they won't catch me because...
There's actual wood chips?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just like, okay... because the body was frozen when he put her in there, there was very little blood splatter, which is why they didn't really find any blood evidence. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And then Richard took apart the chainsaw and attempted to scratch off the serial number, but didn't do it good enough because they ended up finding the serial number. And then he throws all of it over into the river. But because he throws it into the river, some of it washes up or splatters onto the banks, and that's how they ended up finding it. Oh. A jury finds him guilty to 50 years in prison.
Good.
And he maintains his innocence to this day.
Wow.
Richard's lack of concern through the whole entire thing helped convict him, as well as all of the evidence. Because there was no body, they had to go hard.
Yep.
So Richard actually just got out of jail earlier this year in January 2020.
Wait, how?
Because he got out on good behavior because he had been a police officer before murdering his wife.
Oh my gosh. He killed someone. Mm-hmm. He brutally murdered someone and...
Chopped her up, put her in a wood chipper.
But, oh wait, he was a police officer, you know, so...
And all because he didn't want to pay alimony or child support, basically.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe they let him out because he was a police officer.
I mean, I guess we don't know for sure that that's why, but that's what all of the... articles were saying.
Okay.
He's 82 years old and he's living in a halfway house somewhere. So just a place to get him back on his feet, basically.
It's hard for me to comprehend when people that brutally murder someone get out of jail, because in my mind, I immediately think they're going to kill someone else. Yeah. So why do we let them out?
So I was actually going to do like the awe sound, you know, that we normally do when, people get convicted, and then I was gonna do like a fail sound for that he got released. But I think it's important that I believe in our justice system, because if I don't, then what do I believe in at that point?
I think it's okay to believe in it and not believe in it at the same time.
Yeah. So I feel like also when someone gets put in prison for a murder, it's not actually a win. Like, it's a win for justice, but someone still died. Yes. So it's not like you right it or wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And even if it was a life for a life, like the person, like those parents in their mind, doesn't bring their daughter back.
So it's like, still sucks.
Yeah, it's so sad.
And yeah, prison is supposed to be about reform. Mm-hmm. And so I believe, he's 82. Hopefully, fingers crossed, he doesn't murder someone again.
I guess I didn't think about it that way. I mean, he's 82 years old. He's not.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess
he did serve a pretty big chunk of his life.
I think that changes my mind a little bit. Well, this was a pretty just dead on. He killed her and that was that.
I think he thought he was being sneaky, like renting a wood chipper. I think he left the receipt for his wood chipper in his house. That's how they found out he got it. So I'm like, he made so many mistakes for being smart enough to get rid of a body.
Yeah.
Because leaving a body is like the most damning evidence. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you really did make a lot of mistakes for lying about her whereabouts, never reporting her missing. Like, at least for some of these family or spousal murders we see, they at least pretend to be like, oh, my wife's missing. And oh, I don't know where she went. Yeah. Like, this guy was just like, yeah, F it.
I'm glad the police, though, did dig a lot and
hired. Yep. That guy,
Because the it said that the detective was like, most of our like criminal evidence clues weren't like, we're not going to find without a body. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, we need forensic evidence at this point to put this guy away. And so then they hired an expert, and look at all the evidence they got.
Yeah.
Like, it was so much evidence.
This was different than our other stories just because.
It was cut and dry.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's it. That's the story. The murder of Helly Crafts.
That was a quickie.
Coral!
What are you doing? Where's your mind? I'm talking about murders right now. And I say it's a quickie?
Yeah. I guess it was a quick podcast. Short one.
Yeah, that was a good one, though. It was as good as murder can be.
I mean, it was a forensic files episode, so it's got to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one. So if you guys do notice, our first episode is taken down. We weren't quite as on par with forensic files.
We're still trying to get better. I feel like we're doing good, though.
We had to take it down. It wasn't as good of quality as we're trying to put out there.
Yeah.
So don't get confused. You're not missing anything. It's just start on episode 2 on our podcast.
And we'll redo it at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just trying to continue to get more comfortable. And it's been good, though.
Yeah, it's been so fun.
It's been really fun.
All right. Well, that's all we have today. Follow us on our social medias. It's Murder With My Husband on Facebook and Instagram, and Murder WM Husband on Twitter.
Please share it with your friends. If they like true crime, we want everyone to know about this.
Yeah, it really does help us. And yeah, like Garrett said, if you do like the episode or you do like the podcast, just like a quick post or share would really benefit us.
Yeah, because we want to spread this around, and we're just trying
to figure
out. It's
hard to get out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening. It really means so much to us. And I love it.
And I hate it.
Goodbye.